Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Hollywood Phonies, the podcast where the fake movies and real movies become real movies from fake movie makers. I'm Ben Vanel.
I'm Tommy Dasilo.
And I'm Adam Knox. The shock discovery of an asteroid heading towards Earth forms the basis of director Adam McKay's 2021 film, Don't Look Up. Dr. Randall, Mindy and Kate DiBiaschi spend the majority of the film begging the president, the media and the population to take this threat seriously.
As the day of impact approaches, mankind becomes more and more divided on the issue of Earth's destruction. Many celebrities use their platform to try and bring attention to the asteroid. However, late in the film, we see fictional movie star Devon Peters promoting his new movie Total Devastation, the poster for which depicts an asteroid blasting directly through the Earth with the tagline, "When the asteroid hit us, he hit back."
Now, I know a lot of Hollywood is supporting the Just Look Up movement, but I haven't seen a pin like that.
Yeah, this pin points both up and down. Because I think as a country, we need to stop arguing and virtue signaling. Just get along.
That is so refreshing. I think we're all tired of the politics.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why we made Total Devastation. It's for everyone, you know, it's a popcorn movie.
It's clear from this interview that in the world of Don't Look Up, Total Devastation has been made to ruffle as few feathers as possible. But just how apolitical can an action movie possibly be? Which is the best state in America to send into space? And is it feasible for an asteroid to have little asteroid babies? We'll answer all these questions and more in today's
Hollywood Phonies.
Have you had work done? And if so, whom?
Okay, so Total Devastation.
Total Devastation.
The sequel to Partial Devastation, possibly. We don't know yet.
They made a prequel before all that. Not really any devastation at all.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
I have two big questions about Total Devastation. So it's from Don't Look Up.
Yep.
A film that we all quite enjoyed.
Yes.
But a lot of people out there found the film, let's say, condescending.
Yeah.
And
a little bit
irritating.
A little bit phony.
Yeah.
A mixed reception.
So I would like to know, in the world of Don't Look Up, is Total Devastation received the same way as Don't Look Up was received in our world?
You would have to imagine not, because of the things that Chris Evans, playing Devon Peters, who is the lead of this film, says about the movie, that he's got the badge on that points up and down.
Sure.
He's like, hey, everybody's right and nobody's right. He calls it a popcorn movie. So
yes.
I would imagine that it is a middle. We cannot take a political view at any point during the description of this.
Yeah.
Right?
Because the movie itself doesn't, in a highly charged political environment in that film.
Right. So it's not rocking the boat. This has been, because you're right. Yeah, they've made this in the
even
middle
keel.
Of a huge, huge, like,
pandemic.
What would you call it?
natural disaster.
Natural disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Impending doom.
Yep.
And it's meant to be escapist.
To some people, exactly.
Yeah.
Escapist.
Yeah,
that's the word we've got to remember.
Yeah,
so
when
we're coming up with this, we've got to remember that if it's veering towards having any kind of point of view or anything to say or any point, that's got to be off the table.
We either ditch it or put the opposing view in as well. It's got to play both sides by either playing neither or both at once.
Absolutely, yes. We have to monitor the quota of, I guess, the views of an asteroid is coming to kill us and the views of, it's not.
Right, or anything.
Or any political
viewpoint.
Because
we've seen happen in the real world, once you take one, once you align yourself with one viewpoint,
you
then have to align yourself with every viewpoint shared by the people who
have
that
viewpoint. And you automatically are opposed to any other viewpoint that's
and
different.
And you will never change.
Yes.
So any
possible viewpoint that we take during the course of the plot of this movie,
yep.
we have to present the other side, like the BBC.
Yeah, we need to keep an eye on the needle. If it's because it's you can't not have a point of view. Yeah. One is going to seep in sort of organically and accidentally anyway. Mm-hmm. So we just got to keep a check on. We have this thing in the film which speaks to maybe this kind of opinion. Well, then we've got to have a scene immediately following it that tips the needle back in the other direction.
Great, great, yeah.
So if we're taking that view that this has to be, like the BBC has a mandate to do, represent both sides, just keep thinking to yourself, what would the BBC do? So at some point during this, there has to be a clear and obvious cartoonish pedophile who fucks corpses and people later on go, what?
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right. Okay, so he's in
but
the
mix. He chopped that cigar like he was a, like he was the Pope. We should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
My other question does relate directly to the poster.
Yes.
In the poster for Total Devastation, we can see
Totally Devo. It's released as in Australia.
Yeah, yeah. There's a market. There's the Earth. There's the globe, and then we see an asteroid that has gone straight through the center of the Earth. Totally devastating it. Now, do we think that this is literally a thing that happens in the film? Because I was just looking up the posters for Deep Impact and Armageddon and films of that nature.
Right.
And they have very similar things on their posters. But I think sometimes they're hinting towards like, this is what could happen in this movie.
Right.
This is the threat that is coming. So do we think there is some sort of like climactic scene where we're on an Earth that has, you know, been split in half by an asteroid, or is the poster a threat?
So there's also a tagline.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we're thinking the same thing.
It says, when the asteroid hit us.
Mm-hmm.
That implies to me that the asteroid hits us.
And then it says, he hit back, which implies that this is a revenge story.
Right.
So I think it's not climactic. It happens towards the start that the asteroid hits Earth. Yes. And the remainder of the movie is us trying to get revenge on the asteroid.
Which is interesting because in the world of the film, if this has been made to be apolitical, they're coming straight out of the gates and going, the asteroid exists, it's hit Earth.
Yep.
That's
so
true.
That's something that
so
we
need a second Earth where the asteroid doesn't hit.
I've got another little wrinkle we need to deal with.
Okay.
If we're positing that the Earth is a sphere, we also need to posit that it is flat.
It could be, all right.
Okay, all right.
Right?
All right.
Every single point we could take needs to have the counterpoint.
Yep. Yes.
This needs to be a perfectly balanced movie. It looks like in the poster as well, for future reference, that it's hit in the... What's the ocean that's to the west? The Pacific?
Yeah.
It's to the west of America?
Yep.
It's hit in the Pacific Ocean and come out through South America, it looks like, right on the eastern coast of South America.
No, I think it's gone through... It's gone through South America and come out through Africa.
No, I think that's America up the top there in the poster.
Yeah.
There's some cloud cover and stuff. So that would be South America there because that's Mexico. You can see Florida. Like the world is tilted to the left. You see what I mean? Like, which is why we need to have the other viewpoint show up. Do you see what I mean? Like that's Texas to the right of where the asteroids hit. And Mexico curves down to the right and that's South America.
Because you want to establish this for the classic the classic disaster movie scene where you have people going about their day in let's say Bangladesh, just people walking down the street having a good time, and then
exactly. So it looks like the Pacific Ocean is the people who are going to see the asteroid coming,
right.
And then you get the people going about their lives in it looks like Brazil.
It just rips up through the ground.
That's not how big North America and South America are, though.
I think that the world looks a bit weird, but it is America-centric makes sense for the poster.
Yeah, see, I think it's North America in the top and it's going diagonal down to the left and the asteroid's gone directly through kind of Mexico and come out through Africa. Because the thing on the right looks like Africa.
But you can see Mexico. I'll tell you what looks like Africa. South America. they're mirror images almost.
Yeah, so painted the world as if the US is most of the world.
US is top left there, and then Mexico. You can see Mexico in the center is the thing.
How can you see Mexico?
In the picture. I don't know how to further describe. Because it's under cloud cover, some of it, but you can see that that's the north of South America there up the top of the clouds. And like you can see Florida up there.
But it's the scale is all wrong. There would only be room for like Australia on the other side of the Earth.
Possibly.
Right?
Well, I think the scale is a bit off, but I think that's what we're looking at on the poster.
I think we pick like, again, what are going to be the most visually interesting. So it's like one of these places, they're going about their day, they're just pottering around, they're looking up in the sky, they're mm-hmm. seeing the astronaut. But then The astronaut. The astronaut who's up there yelling down to Earth, right. going, look out, Then, on the other side of the planet, you've got people going about their day.
Yep.
Asteroid fucking bursts up through the ground.
Because if what we're taking here is that it's come through Rio de Janeiro, which, right or wrong, it looks like that's what's on the poster to me.
Okay.
Then the asteroid, I think, to have the impetus to want to take revenge on the asteroid, because if it's just gone, you can go, that fucker, but there's nothing there for us.
Mm.
But if it's come out of the Earth and taken Rio de Janeiro with it, fully functioning... Rio de Janeiro is on this asteroid.
It's now just attached. It's just like...
And we have to rescue Rio.
Okay, because he's hitting back. You're right. He's there has to back. Be he has something, to for, something. He's got to go into space. He's got to land himself on the asteroid, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And there's got to be something that he's that he's grabbing back there, that he's taking back.
We absolutely could take the poster as being wrong in the wrong scale and whatever, and people point it out, and fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson gets on Twitter and goes, actually, blah!
Yes.
And have it be anywhere in the world that gets taken by the asteroid.
Well, again, because you made the point that, like, if we're going to have a round Earth, we've got to also have a flat Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there already, if they're trying to be truly apolitical, they're thinking about that with the poster. They've got a spherical Earth on the poster, and for the flat earthers that go, that's not what the Earth looks like, they go, well, that's not, this is like a fake made up version of the Earth anyway. See, because we've got all the countries in the wrong place.
Yes.
So that's not our Earth. This is taking place in a cartoon world.
Yep.
That's them trying to play both sides. Sure, they've got a spherical one on the poster, but they've also made it look all wrong, so they're not trying to claim that it's our Earth.
Right.
Does that
make
sense?
Yeah.
This takes place in a universe similar to our own, but not exactly the
same. Right.
As do many films.
Yes.
Mm.
In the Total Annihilation cinematic universe.
Devastation.
Well, the old 1997 video game Total Annihilation cinematic universe. This being a big Hollywood popcorn film too, you'd think it'd be America-centric.
Yes.
Yep.
And that if we're going to go that a city's gotten taken by the asteroid and that's why we need to go get it, it would have to be an American city.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
And it couldn't be New York or LA, because then this movie would be like, leave it.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
The asteroid got rid of the liberals. The asteroids are new.
It's got to be... Oh, actually, if we're talking about balance, Chicago, right? Midwest. It's sort of the middle-ish. It's a big city in the center.
Yep.
Yeah, what's the most like politically in the middle state?
Just a neutral
city. Should I look up the voting?
Yeah, that's got to be the one that gets taken out.
It's
got to
be like
space.
Utah or one of those ones that make the elections all every time where they're like, we don't know which ones it's going to go.
Well, Florida's a swing state, isn't it?
I think it's got to be Florida. Because Florida's also... There's stakes for air. It's not like, if it's like a truly progressive, like liberal state or like a far right state, there would be enough people that would be like, leave it blasted off into space. Who cares? Florida's a swing state. Florida's also a popular holiday destination.
Yeah.
Like elderly, like retirement community. So lots of people's grandparents are in there as well.
Asteroid took my parents.
So everyone in the United States in some capacity is going to have a vested interest in Florida being saved and brought back and reattached to the United States.
But all of them begrudgingly enough that it's still interesting. Whether they decide to do it or not.
Right.
Because then it'll be like, we have to, but ugh. Yeah, cool. All right. I don't mind that. If we go with Florida and just say the poster's a bit wrong with how it represents what happens in the movie.
Yeah, sure.
Which I think you're right that the scale is wrong. So even we can't take it literally.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's an all over the place poster. I mean, I think they're trying to make a completely middle of the road film. Right. It makes sense that the graphic designer would be checked out, and the graphic designer of this poster is living in a world where, an asteroid is a huge chance of wiping out the planet. So it makes sense that they would just be like a bit distracted and be like, first draft is fine. I mean, we're probably not all going to be alive to see this film in theaters anyway. Who cares?
They've done the thing where they've sent the poster deliberately not with the right colors, so they can go, any feedback?
Yeah.
Get that as the feedback and go, here's the fixed version I already made.
Yeah. Also, I've literally been a graphic designer where I've been like, okay, we've got to show a globe with Australia on it. So it's just a globe with Australia as the only thing on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah.
So at some point we need to say as well, if the asteroid is hitting Earth and taking a city, and that's what leads, we'll get to why Devin Peters is looking to get that city back himself, and he has attachment to that later.
Yeah.
Or taking a state. We do need to just make sure we remember now that when they're doing that scene of a scientist explaining what's going on in front of a whiteboard. It's two scientists in front of two different whiteboards.
Yep.
One whiteboard's a sphere, one whiteboard's flat.
Yep.
They're talking at the exact same time and you can't understand either
okay.
of them.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
And the scientist with the flat whiteboard's being like, the asteroid went through the top of the Earth and then turned around
yeah.
and then came up through the bottom of the flat
Earth. Oh, JFK magic bullet style.
Exactly.
Right, right, okay. right.
There's a second asteroid.
yeah.
So they reckon we actually need to go get two asteroids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. But we don't bother with that.
There'll have to be a compromise, obviously.
Yeah. yeah. And then a third person being like, it never happened.
Yeah.
So we've got like 17 different scientists all line up going, one of them's like, it never happened.
Really long panning shot.
Yeah.
I think we just show that we show the science explanation through musical montage. You know, normally yes. those are like people working out. This is just people talking in front of a whiteboard and we just play a
pointing
song.
And
we just play a really like generic, like something like real, something that most people can enjoy.
Even
just like
easier.
A bit of Ariana Grande or something for yeah. 3 minutes.
Even if we just line them all up and just Evan Peters goes, in English, Poindexter, yep. or in American, Poindexter.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
well, maybe
yes,
this
yes.
comes we out on Netflix, out. Like with Bandersnatch. Netflix's yeah. Choose Your Own Adventure film.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when we get up to this part of the film, it's like it comes up on the screen. Now, where are you aligned politically? And you just pick one. And then the relevant scene plays out for you. And like the scientific explanation
yeah.
is tailored to wherever you sit on the fence about.
I think that's coming
issues.
In our future, for real.
And then at Absolutely. Some point, like, yeah. Netflix will stop recommending you certain shows yeah. if you're like, I don't want to see any of the shit that makes me unhappy.
Yep, yep.
I don't think we can have it be a Netflix film because it's described as a popcorn movie.
Yep.
And it okay. does imply theaters to me.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, 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 sure, I agree. Sure, sure. Okay, sure.
So that's the only reason I can think of for not making this Bandersnatch too.
Total devastation.
Oh, I just got a notification for Netflix on my phone literally now.
Whoa. Wow. What's the actual notification?
Let's...
Dear
it.
Ben,
is it going to help us with this?
Your pitch has been successful.
The perfect night in. It's hard to go wrong with personalized recommendations like these.
Oh, okay.
What are your personalized recommendations? Very interested to hear this.
Just the Joe Rogan scenes from News Radio. Okay.
So, all right, we've
established the rules. We've got to get into the movie.
Exactly.
We've got,
yeah, that's we've got the scientific explanation plot, the bullshit impetus.
Yeah. Broad strokes, because we're also, unlike a lot of these that we do, we're dealing with a fictional movie star who's in this.
Oh, yes.
It's not
Peters.
Chris Evans.
Yeah.
It's Devin Peters.
Yep.
So when it's not like a thing where we can go, you know, we can put... I think we're going to have to... Are we wanting to bring in some real world actors into this as well, or are we just assuming if Devin Peters is already someone that doesn't exist, it's not really worth us worrying about like who are the other real world people?
The other
it?
Main cast are Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, and Meryl Streep.
Yeah, okay, sure, why not?
Or
yeah.
I think because it's just Devin Peters on the poster, everyone else is sort of a B player,
completely
right?
inconsequential.
Like,
and I agree that they're like fictional people.
Yep.
Devin Peters is this big action star, clearly, in this world.
Yeah.
There's an actor in real life called Evan Peters.
Is there?
Yeah. He's Quicksilver in X-Men.
Oh, okay.
There's an actor called Chris Evans.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. He's there, too.
What do we think? So, Devin Peters is... Yeah, he's apolitical.
Yeah.
He's seen describing this film in Don't Look Up as, something that they... He doesn't sit one way or the other on the asteroid.
No, he has the pin that says up and down.
Yeah.
And he's a bit smug. He's not like your Jason Statham middle of the road.
No.
Where you know.
He's a little bit like Chris Evans, honestly.
He's
apolitical.
He's pre-existing
a little smug.
Big time action hero.
Yeah.
For him to be thinking that he can put this out and have this kind of clout and it be a big deal that he's made a movie like this.
Yep.
He's already like big, big marquee name in this world.
For sure. He's The Rock. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess he probably is the
like
Rock.
A weedier version, obviously, of The Rock.
Yeah.
This would be a very Rock move.
This is The Rock's movie.
Yeah. Okay.
If we think of Devin Peters, he used to wrestle, but like Devin Peters is his Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Yep.
When he was a wrestler, he was called the Asteroid.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And he gets mad and walks out of any interview where they bring that up during
of
this.
Course.
Yeah, okay, great.
Like,
great. And so the whole film is also then a bit of a wink and a nod. To his past.
Sure.
Which helps it to be apolitical because it's not like, we're not making a point about the asteroid being up in the sky.
Yeah.
It's all just a little joke about his past career.
And he's destroying that asteroid, or he wants to move on from it.
Yes.
So,
beautiful.
Or you know what could happen to make it apolitical?
Yeah.
When the asteroid hit us, he hit back. It's a revenge story. You're going to get the asteroid. When he gets to the asteroid, the asteroid could in some way be nice and actually a good thing and put Florida back and all of that shit.
Yeah, it was a misunderstanding.
Maybe. We'll get there when we get there.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I suppose you need to set up what Devin Peters' character's life is like.
Yep.
His attachment to Florida.
Yeah.
And
well, Florida's getting destroyed, right? So Rio's on the asteroid.
I think, well, we're saying Florida's getting taken now because that would be the one that they have to get back.
Oh, so the poster is completely wrong.
The poster's all wrong.
Okay.
We spent 7 minutes debating it, and now we've decided that it has no relevance whatsoever.
It's going the other way. It's gone through fucking Berlin, and it's...
Where, yeah.
And Florida, the state...
Yeah,
is on the asteroid.
I think this,
from the way the movie films it, it's impossible to tell where it goes through because there'll be shots of penguins looking at it, shots of polar bears looking at it from the other side of the world.
Yeah,
there'll be people like
a mime in Paris, and then also like
rice fields.
We go all over.
Yeah, and they all have the exact same view of the asteroid.
Yes, of course. Because again, American perspective. The rest of the world is one homogenous blob, and the states are the only things that matter.
We get a good view of the asteroid from out the front of number one Main Street, the Earth. Just everyone hanging out together.
Yep.
Like the start of Team America.
Cork hats with an Australian. Every single person. They're all eating like just weird spreads of every food that's not from America.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
Someone from New Zealand shagging a sheep.
Well,
nice.
You could get someone from Wales, someone from all sorts of countries around the world.
All the butts of the jokes.
Every country basically says the next one over fuck sheep.
Yep.
So
every
country other than America is having a big sheep orgy.
Yeah,
right at the
it.
Beginning of the movie. They all look up and then all the sheep look up too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they go...
Okay, so how early in does the asteroid? God
you gotta
damn!
You got to get a handle on how to pronounce asteroid.
How early in the film?
You can call it
this
the Rock.
Happen? Are we having any sort of like how much preamble are we having with the the debate? Is it going to hit us? How dangerous is it? Do we try and stop it? Or do we just have that first 10 minutes and then the whole bulk rest of the film is how can I get into space to get on the asteroid and get Florida back?
This is easy. This is easy.
Okay.
The entirety of the movie Don't Look Up plays. The asteroid hits.
Yeah.
It takes Florida and Devin Peters gets revenge.
So
the preamble is the full 2 hours of Don't Look Up to establish the debate about the asteroid.
Right.
And then the asteroid hits and we start an action movie starring Devin Peters.
Right. This movie that is in Don't Look Up, the movie Don't Look Up also exists. Without that one scene with Devin Peters in it, maybe. Or is there a fake actor called Chris Evans?
I think what you're saying
This is also a Charlie Kaufman joint.
Okay.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is that given that this film has been made as a reaction to what's going on in the world of Don't Look Up, there probably would be a character in Total Devastation who's like a takeoff of Leonardo DiCaprio's character from Don't Look Up.
Who's
like, I think an asteroid's coming, and then everyone else is like, I think they're mixing in a bit of that. They're mixing in the real world president. Or are they staying away?
I think it might just happen early on.
There's no science talk. There's just like, maybe that's the intro. Maybe that's the first thing we see.
Yeah.
Like a Godzilla or whatever, you have that pre-setup scene.
Sure.
Where you show that the thing that's going to come is real to avoid all the talk about
You show Godzilla eating a fishing boat.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And then you hold up like a lighter to a guy and he's like, asteroid.
Yeah.
Asteroid.
Yes.
They're like, what? Did you say astronaut?
Yeah.
I did by mistake the first time actually, but I meant asteroid.
Okay. So how do we establish that? Oh, it's got to be like someone in a international space station,
Standing on the moon, right? Yeah. So like inventing COVID.
Someone standing on the moon inventing COVID.
Someone's out in space.
Yeah.
They get to see the asteroid ahead of time for some reason. Probably they're fixing up like an AT&T satellite or like a bit of branding and advertising there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I set up an idea?
Okay. I hope you do.
Yeah.
That I have
the
a feeling...
The whole podcast is predicated on that, Tommy.
You better. You fucking better, dude.
I have a feeling that this idea is going to get wiped off the face of the earth by the two asteroids I'm sitting next to.
Okay.
But what about this?
Who knows if they're there, though?
Mm.
Sentient asteroid.
I like that.
I think that's very reasonable.
We see him
hurtling
through space and we just hear him go, God, I hate Florida.
But that's the thing, because at the end you find out he's a nice asteroid, maybe.
Okay, so why does he hate Florida? space junk?
Evil scientists took his baby as asteroid.
Oh.
So this is a mother.
Yeah.
This is a relatable working mother asteroid.
Yes.
Evil scientists, fucking Florida is where NASA is, right? Don't they launch shit out of Cape Canaveral, which is in Florida?
Oh.
Is that in Florida?
I think it's in Florida.
Okay.
Well, you know what? They wouldn't be researching it for this movie, so let's not do the same now.
I would love if it's not, but you may be right. I think it's Florida.
I think it's Florida. Yeah. And then they come back. So they've, like, taken space rocks.
Yeah, cool.
Brought them back. That's the babies of the asteroid who's a sentient mother. We find out later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you can blame it all on the evil scientists, which is, I think, what this movie would do.
Yes. That's the one political standpoint they would take. Yeah. Yeah.
So... is that a reveal at the end, or do we as the audience know that for the duration?
I'd love it to be a reveal. I think we start with mission astronauts up in space. They're in a big drilling thing, maybe.
And maybe this is one of those movies that says it's apolitical, but that actually means that it has a very clear political meaning.
Yeah.
Where they're up there.
We've already done that, though, with Dr. Honk. I believe we've made it extremely political.
I suppose in that case, we can shoot down the idea that the astronauts are explicitly harboring pedophile political figures to have sex with children in space because there's no laws up there.
Because we can get rid of that.
Because then it doesn't make it a PG, which you want this to be.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yeah,
even the
everyone.
Act of saying, I am going to make something apolitical is in itself sort of a political act. Because I'm not making a stand.
You've understood the film. Don't Look Up. Well done.
Well, one of the very few people, apparently.
So some little elements of, some points of view kind of are going to end up slipping in, but I do think we have to try and what they think they're doing is not commenting, even though they are, accidentally from
that's
time to true. Time. But I don't think I
so
don't
let's loosen the reins a little bit.
Yeah,
on the,
I don't think this would have a hidden agenda.
Okay,
in how it's being made,
but the comet does.
The comet definitely does.
Oh yeah,
I'm so glad we agreed on that because I really thought that idea was gonna go down very quickly.
It went down very quickly, and that made me like it.
So opening scene is we've got a cold open. We've got some completely generic and apolitical astronauts.
No flags on them.
No flags.
Yeah. Just white suits.
Yeah, they're not harboring pedophiles.
And well, of course they speak English.
Of course they speak English.
Please, this is apolitical. The default language, Tommy.
I guess they are American. Though, right? Because the revenge is... So,
we could have them speak Sims language.
Oh.
Even no words.
Maybe that's better.
Yeah.
A wordless opening.
Just wide eyes as they see the asteroid crest the moon.
Okay.
Just one of them looking out the window, sees the asteroid, goes over to his astronaut buddies, tapping him on the shoulder.
Yeah, tugging on the sleeve.
Just, like, pointing.
Yeah.
One of them holds up a sign that says, yikes.
Okay. But nevertheless, they zoom back down to Earth with the space rocks on board.
Oh, we don't cut to Earth. We get the same camera angle, zooms us all the way back.
No, not
Earth
all the way.
For our opening shot.
Oh, so these
I
are guys
that.
Who've stolen the space rocks, are they?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, okay.
I was thinking the space rocks were already on Earth.
No, I think we show.
Did we see that in the cold
open? Slow motion spacewalk, like chipping away, taking some rocks onto the ship. They float in, and then they're like, okay, everyone, wait, like, not talking. They're like pointing around, like, we all ready to go home? Yeah.
Yep.
And then they're like, all right. And then someone looks out the window and they see the asteroid.
So they just see it at the back on the way down, kind of squint a little, like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
But they don't know that it's an asteroid coming to Earth yet necessarily.
And they probably don't know
the audience will.
Yeah.
But they don't know that it's coming to get its babies that they've
right.
stolen.
No one knows that yet. Yeah.
So at this point, it's just like, we're up here. We've done our mission. We've been successful. And then while we're up here, good thing we were up here.
Hmm.
We've managed to see that there's this asteroid now.
It looked like that. But then they get there and because they can't really tell anybody, we've got to avoid that debate is what I'm thinking.
Mm.
Because it's got to be like, you know, up and down.
Yeah, so I'm thinking the next thing is we cut to Earth and now we get into Devin Peters.
Yeah.
And now we work out what his attachment is to Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe he's been doing something there. He's just left. And then once we've set that up, boom, asteroid hits, Florida's up in space. So we've avoided the whole debate.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty quickly by like the third scene, we're into the rescue mission to bring Florida back to the United States.
Because Devin Peters has to be like some ex-military or something like that, right? Yeah. Tough guy, but maybe a bit down on his luck, and this rescue mission is sort of his redemption story too.
Sure.
Yep.
So
how about, I reckon we keep the apolitical balancing stuff to his character.
Right.
You know, like he'll wear an American flag and a peace symbol. You know, like that's who he is.
He is
that's
a confused, weird man.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's walking around.
Does Disney World factor in some way?
Yeah, and he's buying like just vanilla.
Yep.
And
yes,
he's like, my favorite ride, all of them.
Yeah.
He's walking around going like, damn,
I love
that's a
Mickey.
Nice...
My favorite character in pop culture is Pluto. Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I wish his clothes were beige. Like, he's completely...
He doesn't wish. He just owns beige clothes.
Yeah. But he's a veteran, right? Because then he has the ability to shoot guns at something later.
What if he's a veteran, he got out of the service, and then he's been working at Disney World for the last little while.
Okay.
And he's made a life for himself there. Okay. He's not originally from Florida, but he had a whole life. He loves Disney.
He
loved
used to
working
be a cast
at Disney
member.
World. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you're saying we cut to Pluto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Pluto at the end of the day takes his head off and it's Devin Peters under there.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah.
All right.
That is the most vanilla thing character you could play at Disney World is Pluto the dog.
Yeah.
And maybe he works at California Disney, used to work at Orlando Disney. And
he's being transferred.
Yeah.
He's been, because every now and then he's training, he's like armed combat.
It's so weird that he's gone from the military, I assume as like a special ops guy, to Disney World.
He was a spy, so he's a good actor, maybe.
I think he was dishonorably discharged.
Was he?
Well, but then...
Then he's a war criminal.
They'd never let you work at Disney World.
No, so here's what I think he was.
Ex-Guantanamo Bay.
I think he was a boxer. Because he's got to hit the asteroid.
Hit.
Yeah,
we forgot the word hit.
Right?
Sure.
So he's copped a few knocks to the head. He's stopped being
he
a boxer.
He thinks he literally is Pluto.
No. He just had to go work at Disney World, right?
Okay.
He's like, oh, I'm a washed up boxer. Can't hit anymore.
Because he's got a daughter.
Of course he's got
Devin
a daughter.
Devin Peters, he's got himself a daughter.
Or a son.
Also, being an ex-boxer and being able to take a hit, you know, if you're at Disney World or at any theme park and you're dressed up as one of those characters, kids are coming and wailing on you.
Yeah.
So if you're a boxer and you're training taking hits, it's like you've got the perfect training.
Yeah. Also,
so they're all ex-boxers underneath here, and they're all walking around, and people are like, "Mom, why is Elsa so lumpy?"
Like, maybe
Elsa used to be a boxer.
Maybe he assembles a team like Armageddon, but it's all ex-boxers.
Yeah, and they got to train that because they can hit the asteroid. It's like easier to train them how to fly than how to punch.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, so maybe... all right.
And you have
so
one of these characters when
World,
they
then.
Go into
no,
space.
I think he does.
Okay.
Fine. When they go into space, they have their one like astronaut suit short. And so one of them just has to wear his costume up into space.
Buzz Lightyear costume.
They repurposed the Buzz Lightyear to be up there.
Little visual gag as we're panning down the line before they head off.
Maybe there's one like little kooky guy and he gets the Buzz Lightyear one.
There's one guy who works at Disney who wasn't a boxer, so they're not letting him come.
Yeah.
He sneaks aboard the ship in his Buzz Lightyear costume because he's like, I want to do it.
Yep.
He ends up saving the day and definitely dying.
And
his head explodes graphically.
Course, yeah.
Is this movie made by Disney? Or is this...
It would be... I mean, that would be the move by them in these times within Don't Look Up.
Okay.
Them going
I'm
like, hey, you know what?
I'm happy to say this is a Disney film.
Let's just make some cash. Let's just make some cash at the box office with a completely apolitical popcorn movie.
Totally. That's what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In real life.
Escapism.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I want to start like scene one. Well, we've got scene one.
Scene one, astronauts, and they go back down. One of them looks a little evil and smart and shifty, and he's the one with the box of the baby rocks.
Sure.
Right.
And because at the end of the movie, they're going to be like, mama, like they talk.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Right.
And then so, that happens. We stationary shot as the spaceship flies back through Earth's atmosphere, fade to black, and then what, like,
as the ship comes down, maybe you see the Disney castle on the horizon as you're coming back through the atmosphere.
Oh,
and we swoop in and you've got Devin Peters in his costume doing whatever.
So are we saying Devin Peters has been relocated? He made a life for himself at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. That's why he has the real affinity. He met a lady there. He had a kid there, and he's had to. It hasn't worked out with the wife.
Yeah. His wife's died in an accident at Disney.
God.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to slow you down. I think that we need to see him be transferred in the movie.
That's what I'm saying.
It needs just to leaving. Be a close shave.
He's being transferred out to California,
yeah.
But the ex-wife and the daughter are remaining in Florida. So those are the stakes for him. When Florida gets blasted off into space, he's like, I've got to go rescue my kid.
Because the ex-wife still works at Disney World.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Okay, so she's alive. Because I was thinking maybe she'll get run over by a float or like...
That cannot be in this movie.
There's people that are decapitated on Splash Mountain.
Exactly. No. They cover up.
She has to be alive so that he can win her back.
Yeah.
There's also true.
And there are Mickey and Minnie and they kiss or whatever at the end.
Yeah. Maybe, and there's got to be a reason that the daughter has stayed in Florida rather than just coming. Because otherwise, why isn't she coming
with
him?
She's like, no, I'm staying here with my friends.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right.
The California Disney, it's so much smaller. Like here, it's a whole world. There's like 7 different parks.
Yeah, which one is the big one? Florida?
Florida. Florida's like the...
Is that the original?
I think... actually, I don't know. Oh. Maybe not. But I thought it was Orlando the other way around, but is like the big... Where there's like 8 different parks and like all the resorts and stuff. And then the California one is just like a theme park.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So he's going to the worst Disney is what I'm
saying.
Like,
yeah,
so he's transferred and he's like... Do we meet him in Florida though?
Why did he get transferred?
Maybe the relationship hasn't worked out, and he
cops it. He's like, "All right, I'll give you some space."
Or maybe if he's
I'll give you some space.
If he's Pluto, maybe the Pluto over in California is retiring, and he's the best Pluto they've ever had.
Yeah,
and they're like, "We want you over there."
I don't know if that's necessary.
He's like, "I want to stay here and be close to my daughter." And they're like, "We need you.
We
over
need
there.
You at California."
Yeah, everyone in the company knows
you take
you're
the best
Pluto.
Nut punch that we've got, and those California kids, they're punch. And nuts of
well,
all
Pluto's
the cast
low.
Members.
They've been trying to get him to transfer for ages, and the breakdown of the marriage is the impetus for him to leave.
New life.
Right?
Yeah. Don't he's like, do we get like an emotional scene of him? There's got to be an emotional scene of him, like the day that he's leaving.
Yeah.
The daughter really doesn't want him to go, and he's like, I'll still be able to come back and visit all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not like you're going to be off in space.
Yeah.
I'll just be a couple of states over.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
You can always fly here. And if you can't, I'll fly to you.
Yes.
He promises his daughter that.
He makes her come to him. Yeah. Don't worry. On the odd occasion that you can't get on a plane by yourself as a, 5-year-old, I guess then I'll come to you, your majesty.
They put him up the back. They get someone to keep an eye on him. They'll be fine.
Also, at the end, the wife is going to be like, hey, I told you I needed some space, but not this much.
Yeah, and they'll both laugh, and then he'll kiss her, and you'll be like, So, okay, so they've already decided to separate. We never really find out the reason. It's not material to it, right? Like, they're just having a separation.
I got to say, keeping politics out of this has so far been way easier than I thought.
Yeah.
If you just obsess about Disney characters, it's actually not all that hard.
He loves being a good Pluto, so he's dedicated to his work.
Mm-hmm.
Spending too much time at work. Maybe he still like trains as a boxer on the weekends. Like maybe he still harbors a
He hasn't
desire.
Given up the boxing and she thinks it's stupid, but because he punches the planet later, the asteroid, she's like, I realize that the boxing is okay.
Well, she thinks that he's going to get another concussion. You know, like she doesn't want him to get hurt.
Yes. Here's the thing. I don't know if we can bring up concussions in this movie.
Okay.
So maybe... She's afraid of concussions, but then at the end, he gets a concussion that actually helps him.
Okay.
Why don't you think we can bring up concussions?
They're politicized in America because of sport.
Oh, very, very good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a keen eye.
She can just say, I don't want you to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like a Rocky style thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could say, you're going to end up looking ugly, which is a thing that everyone across the political spectrum can agree is a bad thing to be.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So he's like, look, we're separating. I still need to work at Disney. I'm going to go over here.
Yep. I refuse to give up the dream of Disney.
There's something, and she's like, you can stay if you just give up the boxing. And he's like, I can't give up the boxing. I think it's going to come in helpful one day.
Yeah.
And then he crouches down on one knee with his daughter.
Oh, yes.
He's like,
will you marry me? This is where I thought you were going.
Psych.
He crouches down on one knee in front of the ex-wife again. He's like, what about you remarry me?
Yeah.
That'll fix it. She's like,
no, not yet. You haven't redeemed yourself.
Yeah.
Gets on a knee with the daughter and he's like, I love you. That's not why I'm leaving.
Mm.
I have to go work at the one other Disney. I'm never going to Euro Disney.
Yep.
And if you can't come to me, I'll come to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he says that. gets immediately on a plane somehow, flies away, sees the comet take her.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the air when that happens.
Oh,
that's
what a
cool.
shot that
that's
would be.
That's an incredible yeah. shot.
Yeah.
And maybe Ding. It knocks the plane.
Passengers, if you look to the right, you will yeah. see an asteroid.
Rio de Janeiro yeah. being sent into outer space. Yes.
Passengers, please wear your masks or don't. The research hasn't come back yet. We don't know really of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so maybe that's the first action scene you get is yeah. he's in the plane. Asteroid hits, boom, takes Florida.
Yeah.
He's flying over Texas or whatever.
Shockwave knocks the plane. Shockwave plane goes down. Plane. Yeah, plane yep. goes down.
And he's punching the wings back into place.
No, maybe no. They land in the ocean. He punches out the windows, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Saves everybody.
Yeah. Or a lake, because it would probably still be over America.
Be sure.
Yeah.
Geography, not this movie's concern, though.
I guess not.
But lake is also easier to climb out of. Yes. So he like lands in one of the Great Lakes up north.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You know what I'm thinking happens in the bit in the plane? There's yeah. like a, you know, they love, there's always like a bit where they kind of set up a little gag that'll happen in the action sequence.
Right.
So as he's getting on the plane, there's someone who's got like a they're in a middle seat and they're complaining to the flight attendant going like, I ordered the aisle seat. I didn't want the middle. And
I ordered
like,
it.
So the plane's oversold. He's like, but I picked the middle. I asked for the middle. Well, too bad. And then it's like, when the asteroid comes down and the plane's getting rocked,
yeah.
he like tumbles out of his seat into the aisle and he's like looks around like, oh, yeah. got the aisle
then
seat.
Then he buckles up, yeah.
yeah. yeah.
And there's two people who are like, I ordered the chicken, I ordered the fish over the other side, their meals swap.
Yeah. yeah, you know, there's just like so much activity in those things, like before the big event that then is yeah. like,
yes.
all these like snippy, annoying people are sort of
yep.
getting little bits of comeuppance happen.
We're doing, like, yes, we're doing a bit of the movie Airplane.
Yeah.
right?
When that, just for a few seconds.
Yeah.
When they're going through the check-in, there's someone who has like a big dildo. I guess we can't PG, but then they're like, oh, I don't know what that's not mine. And then when the plane crash happens, they're like, where's my dildo?
Yes.
So we got some, you know, it's a comedy action film.
Yeah. Coming out of a flight wreckage and your first words are, where's my dildo?
So they crash. He punches out the windows for everybody.
Yeah.
Helps save the plane like that. And they're like, oh my God, you saved us. And he's like, not everyone, and looks up towards the skies.
You can see, we see the asteroid, we zoom in and we see the entire state of Florida?
Yes, yeah, I think okay. so.
Well, we just see, so the entire state of Florida is now attached to the asteroid.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then as it's just leaving the Earth's atmosphere, we can see little bits falling off it and yep. they're the little teacups from the teacup ride.
Just to really let people know,
yeah.
a Mickey Mousey really... is floating in space. Being yeah. like, oh no.
Yeah.
So,
and also Miami.
yeah. We get.
Oh no! The only important thing in Florida is attached to that asteroid. Yeah.
After he's climbed out of the water and like his shirt's tight on his muscles and all of that, you get that yep. shot. News report explaining exactly what's going on.
Yes.
And, well, and
we cut from the shot of him, the film shot of him, to a news broadcast shot yes. of him. Yeah.
yeah
the
and
state
also,
of Florida has today been taken by an asteroid. Here's a guy who survived a plane crash.
Yeah.
yep.
yeah.
I don't know why I'm showing that, but anyway, the state of Florida.
Yeah. And then they interview him like he was a bystander, right?
And
right,
thinking right, that, right, like, yeah.
Because people need to fall in love with this guy.
Yeah.
So he can be the hero.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Somehow we're bending reality to say that, are we having a thing where on the asteroid, somehow the people that are on there, that is in Florida on the asteroid,
yes.
can still be getting like phone service and like their video
and
you know.
Air?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I've been thinking about the whole time.
It takes a bit of the atmosphere like, with it,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
It has its own gravitational, yeah.
But Neil deGrasse Tyson tweets some shit and everyone's like, fuck off, man.
Yeah. yeah.
This you one had 1 minute in 2008 where we thought this was funny.
Yeah.
yeah.
Leave us alone.
It's not like we needed you to explain something that is so clearly fake as a state on an asteroid.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, it's
but
not
we're
real.
Getting, we're getting videos of like senior citizens at your Del Boca Vista or whatever mm-hmm. that are now up there in space and they're
right.
being beamed back to Earth and being played on the news.
Yep.
Right?
Help us,
yeah.
help us. We're in yep. Florida. Yep. It always felt like it was separate to the country, but now mm-hmm. blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And you get shots of, this movie is set in the present day, but Jay Leno is on the Tonight Show again. And he's like, the asteroid took Florida, and with the
turns out everyone's wishes came through at once.
Exactly, the governor, yeah, the governor of Texas has said, please take us too. We want us to feed. All that shit goes on.
Yeah,
bunch of TV shit. To
well, in this truly apolitical world, Jay Leno is like he's on every show.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah there's only the news.
Exactly. There's one. There's the news, which maybe has a news reader.
Sure.
But every other show is Jay Leno's.
Jay Leno, no,
Conan Conan set.
Yeah, he's the host of The Daily Show.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, the asteroid today said, the asteroid is heading towards the sun. And all the Floridians said, hey, it's not even hot. We're from Florida, man.
Yes.
All of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But so now we need some reason for, I suppose, NASA to want to gather a team of boxers to go get.
Well, so I think that this interview with Devin Peters' character, whom we haven't named.
No.
Andy
Stroyd.
I was thinking like Punch Stanley or something, which shouldn't be that. Like,
We need to think of like a Rocky Balboa type name, right? Like yes. some kind of strength to it.
Yeah.
What about Rocky Balboa?
His name is Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
He's a boxer, and his name is.
He's a boxer who worked at Disney. Walt Ali.
All right.
No, not all right. I'm putting the veto on that one.
What about Walter?
Now, think about what he's doing. He's going to destroy an asteroid. Maybe he's like Jack Hammer.
Jack Hammer is fucking exactly wrong enough for it to be the name that we should use.
I think
his Michael
name is
Rodent.
Yeah.
I'm voting, since I suggested it, I'm voting for Jack Hammer.
What about Jonathan Hammer?
People oh, yeah, because Jack, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Jonathan Hammer.
Jack Hammer.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. His name's Jack, and you don't really find out his name's Jack Hammer until the credits.
Sure.
You're like, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Honey, do you have your driver's license? And then it's a zoom in of like Jonathan Jack Hammer.
Yeah.
The nickname's on the license.
He's getting interviewed on this thing, and they're like, someone at NASA's watching that, are they?
Yeah, yeah. And he's just like so impressive. He's like, yeah, I just knew immediately what to do. I don't know. It came to me like instinct. Yeah. I had to get those people off there. So I punched out the windows and I punched all the babies onto the shore and I punched everyone out of the water.
I didn't think about it. I took action. And that's what the world needs right now.
Yeah.
And someone at NASA's like, yeah. So there's a nerd guy at NASA who's watching this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who
Careful.
Is like, so it's okay.
Careful, because we're getting close to having a point of view.
All of the other nerds at NASA are evil, and they're looking over these rocks. They're like, maybe one of these rocks can give us the answer if we study it. And this nerd stands up, he's like, maybe we need to take action.
Oh, and this
and
guy,
like, shut up.
This nerd is played by a handsome guy wearing glasses.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
100,000%. He's like,
maybe it's Chris Pratt or something.
He's like James Spader in Stargate.
Yeah.
He's like one of those nerds where it's like, but he could punch if he needed to.
Or we just
to.
Get Galecki in.
Galecki?
Yeah.
No, he's not handsome enough.
He's not handsome.
Maybe like, I'm thinking like a younger Jason Bateman wearing glasses,
that's
right?
That's the kind of a thing you're looking for. It's like, you want that.
Who is that guy now?
Yeah.
No, the reason I say Galecki is because we get him to reprise his character from Big Bang Theory.
He could be evil.
If we're trying to be popcorn film middle of the road, that's standing ovation in the cinema when people are hearing the
but
singing
yeah.
Greyhound
pop But he
up
would have
screen.
To be one of the bad nerds.
All of the nerds from the Big Bang Theory are the bad nerds.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
We've got Sheldon.
And they're that heightened and they're like, no, the secret of the rocks will be ours to hold.
They're all Revenge of the Nerds nerds with tape on their glasses.
Yeah,
they've
okay,
all
sure,
got
sure.
tape. They're all keep pulling every time they're on screen. They've got a roll of sticky tape they're sharing that they're pulling and fixing their glasses while they're talking.
Maybe that's why they want the rocks, because in the asteroids is like a certain like chemical or compound or something that's going to help them make more sticky tape. To
this is like your Jack Black
glasses.
Yes. This is your Jack Black funny stupid nerd.
Yeah.
That sort of a guy in this fictional world.
Yeah. Oh, Armie Hammer has to be the good nerd, right?
Okay.
Well. Currently?
Yeah, well...
That's a statement that we're by casting him, we're making a statement.
Yeah.
I feel...
It was made before the cannibalist. Okay.
Maybe it was Armie Hammer.
Okay.
And it's...
Okay. I'm just trying to think of like a generic handsome guy.
We've cut him out, but very clunkily.
I don't think that's
like,
Armie Hammer anymore.
We've had him in, and we've cut him out, but very clunkily, where you still see like kind of 2 seconds of him walking into frame before it cuts.
Maybe
it's
like
very obvious that used to be someone in there.
Oh, like a Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, you know what they did with Kevin Spacey? They replaced him with Christopher Plummer. So do
so
we
Christopher
use Christopher Plummer?
Plummer? Okay, because it was originally Armie Hammer, but every other actor in the world is fictional. like Devin Peters.
Yeah.
All right. So he's there, and he's like, I think we need maybe this guy to help out. They're like, no. The way we get this rock back is by studying stupid rocks here, by wasting government money on our dumb schemes.
Yep.
And everyone's like, oh.
But we need to, they're like, we need to rebuild. We need to support the cities that have been destroyed. And they're like, no, we need to get revenge on the asteroid.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this,
the asteroids hit us. We need to hit back.
Exactly.
Right. And so our hero nerd.
Yes. Christopher Plummer.
Christopher Plummer's been saying that to people and he goes out of the room dejected and he's
we
like,
need to, we need to destroy the asteroid. We need to get revenge.
Luckily.
Yes.
Even though he's been rejected by the fucking intelligentsia.
Yes.
There's a good businessman out in the hallway who overheard him, who's mm-hmm. like, I'm going to fund this mission of yours, the punch mission.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
okay.
that's what we get. Something
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
And
yeah.
it's not particularly, like, he's not politicized. He's just like a benefactor.
Yeah.
He's wearing a suit and he's like, I overheard you because I'm in the building for some reason.
Because he's influencing other people.
And he's giving him the money to go, listen, nerd.
Yeah.
And he still hates him for being a nerd.
Yeah.
If you reckon this will work, I'm willing to fund it. But you need to gather the best crack team of punchers
yes.
that you've ever been able
I think
to find.
To yeah. play devil's like advocate yep. about this plot point, yep. we given again that this is
what
a plot...
What possible issue could you have with this plot point, Tommy?
I mean, more to like, to if we go on popcorn movie, we are yep. perhaps overthinking this. In this style of movie, it's typically like, yeah, we're just going into space to punch the asteroid just because.
Yeah, okay. You know I imagined
we're
like,
getting a little too into the weeds on the
president.
Motivation.
The president sees the jackhammer on TV,
that's
and he's yeah. like,
and "That's the man.
That's the man
yeah.
for the
okay.
job."
Yeah. And so maybe these snivelly nerds,
yeah.
are secretly planning to have a steal more moon rocks for us when you yeah. get up there. Sort
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You got to have
yeah.
a little B and C plot, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But so the president has gone, I want this guy on the mission.
And his advisor or her advisor is like, but Mr.
In
or
this
Mrs.
Movie,
president.
It's
Mr.?
His advisor.
Yeah. Mr. Actually, president, this man has no experience in destroying asteroids. He's just a former boxer turned Disney cast member.
Yeah. We don't need experience in space. We need experience in life. And he's yeah. got it. And
yes.
it's a co-presidency with two different presidents.
Of course.
That's how you keep it neutral.
Of course.
Well, yeah. again, in the world of Don't Look Up, there's a female president, so maybe it would be a female president in Total Devastation because it would be like,
maybe.
You know, it's commenting on the current times.
But then you're commenting
sure.
positively on that president.
Right.
It's. I think
co-presidency is pretty funny.
Representing real life is like, you can get away with, it's like, we're not making a comment, it's just what's
sure.
happening.
I'm not saying we love it,
yeah.
it's just what's happening right now.
All
right,
because then you aren't taking a stance. You're like, no, it's just what real
or maybe
life
the president is like the parents in Peanuts or Dr. Claw and Inspector Gadget and you never really see
him. I like
yeah,
that.
I like
yeah.
that a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
Always shot from the neck
Steinbrenner.
Down.
Steinbrenner.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Larry David's voicing the president.
But okay, it's gender non-binary.
Yeah,
or just not specified.
It's Larry yeah. David, but we've pitched his voice a little bit, so it's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You just
right
can't really
middle.
Tell
yeah.
during the
yeah.
whole thing. But the president's like, we need to take action. This guy's it.
Good yeah, this plan. Guy looks pretty, 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 pretty good.
And so, yeah, the plan just immediately kicks into gear,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a fair bit's gone on to this point. You know, we've yeah. had the cold open, the setting up of Jack Hammer and his family, and then...
But we do need bang. More action so far.
Yeah.
What if... So the president says this, and it's like, go get me Jack Hammer.
Yes.
But Jack Hammer somehow is now living on a ranch... And you don't really explain it. That's just what his house is here. It's a ranch in the
yeah.
middle of nowhere, and some fucking G-men come up to his door, and there's a big fight.
Yeah.
And he fights them all off, and then one of them's like, we're trying to recruit you for your space mission. He's like, why didn't you tell me earlier?
Okay.
I got G-men on my
yeah,
land.
I don't think he'd need much convincing, because I think
yeah.
he's seen Florida get taken, and he's immediately, after the plane's gone down, I think he's straight away going... I got to get up there.
But he's building.
Like he's the one driving.
He's building his own rocket ship in
no.
a ranch.
I see him. I do like him on a ranch. He's sitting on the front porch
yeah.
drinking a beer, and the car rolls up and he goes, G'day, boys. I mean,
no, he's like,
hey, boys, what took you so long?
Yes, exactly. Yes,
okay.
yes. But I also
But
think,
then they fight anyway.
No.
We need an action scene.
Okay, here's what
he's
going
to go collect his boxing friends,
yeah,
and they're
going
to be in
true.
A bunch of different scenarios where he has to like win them over by fighting them or
yep.
break them out of somewhere.
Fighting someone else for them.
Yeah,
these sorts of movies,
that's your
they,
action.
They right. always have a first attempt that goes horribly wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Half an hour in, there'll
right.
be a thing where it's like, here yep. we, and it's looking like they've done it. They've
yeah.
they've stopped the asteroid. They've done what they need to do, and then it backfires horribly and
yep.
actually sends them two steps back. So I think we get our first big action sequence,
mm-hmm.
like our big
right.
special effects explosion is like a first failed attempt. So maybe he does go. Maybe he attempts to go up solo with his homemade rocket that he's
okay.
built on his ranch. That fucks up, and then that's when. Meanwhile, in the background. the president and NASA and all the stuff you described before, that's been happening, and then they come to him and he's like, all right, well, I'm going to need someone else's help to get
sure. Maybe he does it, it fails, and then he wakes up in a hospital bed with, like, the president sitting next to him.
I don't
right?
mind that.
Yeah,
right?
okay.
I don't mind
yep.
that. Okay, yep. So he's on his ranch
yep.
building a rocket.
Yep.
He tries
although
to
we
get
don't
up.
Get to have the scene where he goes, what took you so long?
No, maybe he wakes up from the coma and says, yeah. what took
yeah.
you so
yeah,
long?
Yeah, and then, like, yeah, the G-man standing above him goes, like, what? So, yeah, nothing. I expect you to come to the ranch.
Yeah.
That is, if I'm ever in a coma, I'm going to try and keep that in the back of my head. That's what I'm going to say the minute I wake up.
You so long.
It took you so long.
It's basically like an Iron Man thing yep. where he's yes. doing it himself, pulling himself up by his bootstraps. I like that bit.
Yeah,
being in
yeah.
it. And so when he's building his rocket in his backyard, he's punching all the metal together.
Oh, mm-hmm. of course.
He's punching the rivets mm-hmm. in and punching the windows in.
Yep.
And but it flies up.
There's you see like the you know like the on the wall of the shed there'll be like the tool thing,
the band?
Yeah, the outline of the tools.
And all the hammers aren't there because yeah. he's got fists.
It's just yeah, outlines yeah. of fists
it's outlines
that are up,
of
on
fists.
The, up on the walls.
Yeah, yeah. And left and right.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then he goes up there and it blows apart in the atmosphere.
He's
or
not a rocket scientist.
But he comes down to Earth and...
he just falls. So the rocket explodes.
Yeah.
He just... falls to Earth.
Yeah.
But he punches some metal into the shape of a parachute, but still has quite a hard landing and gets knocked
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wakes up in the hospital bed. So
he's not superhuman.
We've no. got no, he's not, but no. he can punch. So
yeah.
We've seen the asteroid.
Yep.
It's taken Florida after we've seen him and his ex-wife and his daughter
yep.
sort mm-hmm. of separate. He tries to build a rocket. After the plane crash,
yep,
using maybe some of the fuselage of the plane.
I think so, because I don't think he's sitting around. I think he's
he does it straight away
straight
next
away.
To the lake.
Yeah,
straight
he,
away.
He like commandeers someone's like pickup truck. He chucks some bits of the plane and yeah. he drives off home.
Oh, and that guy who's looking for his dildo,
yes.
Jack's already got it and he's kind of like using yeah. the rubber to like...
He's pulled that together and tied yeah. it into a
he's,
knot.
He's melted it down and yeah. yeah.
and shoved it up his ass to get... to give him the energy he needs to build this rocket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then after all of that, the president's next to his bed and he's like, I saw your story on TV. You're the man we need. We need yeah. you to get together a team. You couldn't do it on your own. We need to work together.
And then he just says, what took you so long? Again. Because yeah. he's clearly had severe brain trauma. Yeah.
For the rest of the movie, there's always a little bit of drool on the side of his mouth.
He's slurring a lot.
Yeah.
He's saying okay. astronaut instead of asteroid, et cetera, et cetera.
He's not that fucked up.
Okay, that's great. That's act one.
Yeah.
Act two, he's getting the team together, right?
Yes, yes.
And are we, at this point, are we taking a little, I think we got to have a little glimpse of the ex-wife and the kid
yeah.
in Florida on the, we got to just, you know,
right.
remind that they're there and that yeah. she's and, you know, has the ex-wife given up immediately and the daughter's like,
no, they're
Daddy,
working
Daddy
on something there too.
Daddy mm. said he'll come and get us.
Mm.
They've got to, I reckon they're working on something there too. That will then end up working in conjunction with the rescue team when they get up there.
Oh, of course.
That's not bad.
You know,
okay, yeah.
they've got the ingenuity. They're yep. taking apart the roller coaster.
Yeah, maybe we don't know what they're building, but they're building something,
some
right?
shit's going yeah, on yeah. up there, and yep. you see her comforting the daughter, I
yep.
suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Daddy coming?
Like,
and she's like,
Daddy said he'd come for me, you know,
yeah.
from the start
well,
of the movie.
We don't know if we can rely on Daddy mm. right now because of the relationship breakdown thing, because of the boxing. So I don't trust the boxing,
yeah.
but if he uses that to some way help us, maybe hey. I'll trust him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the exact dialogue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't change
And
it.
They're building, what can they be
actually
maybe
they're
building?
Trying to like kind of hack into the It's a Small World robots.
Yeah.
And like rig them up with explosives to like blast themselves off the asteroid
yeah.
back
yeah.
in the direction yeah. of Earth or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be their... hacking into one of the, they'd be
and
trying
the people
to use
in
a
Miami
ride to
are
do
doing
something.
Some shit
true,
too.
True.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. No, we cut to Miami. They're oblivious.
They're partying.
Pitbull's playing at
yeah.
a club.
Yes,
no one's
yeah.
even gone outside yeah. yet. No one even knows in Miami that
Welcome
anything's happened.
Welcome to Miami.
yeah. You see a bunch
Will's
of
there.
You see a bunch of alligators like looking into space and their lips are going
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then Neil deGrasse Tyson tweets, there's no wind in space and alligators don't have lips.
Yeah.
And everyone's
yeah.
like, fuck off, man.
Fuck
that's,
off,
that's
dude.
That's the one point of view this film will take is fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else completely in the middle.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, I like that. Little Pitbull cameo.
A little bit of that.
But yeah, yeah. I think a good thing for it to turn out that they're building is maybe like a beacon or something, because it's like, how is he going to know where mm-hmm. his ex-wife and daughter are?
Yeah.
Like maybe it ends up, maybe it is an explosion and he's like, oh, there they are. And that's where he, you know.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. Okay, maybe they can end up using that against the scientists who are trying to steal more baby rocks.
Oh, yeah.
From the thing. Something like that.
Yeah. Or but maybe, I think the scientists get trapped on a ride that flings them into space.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, a roller coaster launches them out and then the asteroid punches them somehow. And then Chris Evans, Devin Peters is like, you got good form.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
I've been waiting. What took you so long?
But this is just a brief glimpse of Florida.
Yeah.
Just to sort of, we have a little break from, just to remind us.
And they're
that,
alive.
And sort of you just remember the stakes.
They're getting pretty far away though, right? Surely, if they're on an asteroid.
In reality, yes.
Yeah.
The movie doesn't concern itself with it, I reckon.
Probably. Maybe the asteroid slows down a bit after it hits Earth, right?
I reckon that's stopped the momentum and now it's just in the orbit and it's kind of it's just going around the Earth.
I think it's got to have gone up a bit.
Yeah.
But it's not far away. They're able to get to it.
There is a ticking clock, but it's obvious that we're going to get there.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's gathering up the team.
Yes.
And this little kid who's Buzz Lightyear, he's like, bring me with you. He's like, no, you can't box.
Yeah.
He's like, no, but
maybe he's like someone he met at the California Disney. Oh, no, he never made it there. Yeah.
He was just also transferring maybe earlier on.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, his little buddy.
He knows him from there. And he's like, if you're going, I'm going, teach.
Yeah.
It's like, stop calling me that. It's Jack Hammer.
Yeah.
Army Hammer's brother. I mean, never mind. No, ignore him.
The guy at California Disney who plays Iago from Aladdin is also retiring. That's what he does.
And he used to be a boxer.
Yeah.
Iago, the parrot?
No, he's... Oh, right, sorry. No, he doesn't know this guy from working at Disney World.
Right.
He's just a boxer friend. This little guy?
No, he's Buzz Lightyear.
I think he's... Okay. Yeah, he's a Disney friend, and then the rest are boxers.
Okay.
But I guess he is small... But yes, maybe he used to... I see what you're saying.
No, they were transferring together. They were both...
Yeah.
And he was Iago or whatever, some small character.
Yeah.
But later gets in the Buzz Lightyear costume somehow.
Yeah,
I see
what
you mean.
Yeah.
Maybe that guy, when he's there, he's like, maybe I'll come over to California with me.
I'll come over to California with you.
Maybe they'll let me play Buzz Lightyear.
You're too small
to be Buzz Lightyear.
Also, you sound exactly like Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah.
You're a great pick for Iago. Sorry. You sounded like Tim Allen, maybe.
But I want to be Mickey to infinity and beyond. So that fucks your throat, that voice.
It really does, hey. So he doesn't want him to come, but he sneaks on the rocket. But we need a team of... I forgot that all of the people who work at Disney used to be boxers.
Yeah.
For some reason. So are they all Disney characters, or is this old people from his boxing days? And so we have that thing where you go into New York and it's like a dingy boxing place and he walks in and it's
Because if they're all still Disney people, they'd be on the asteroid.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless they're at California Disney, we're not going to bother with
that. So the other guy was going with him. That's why he's there.
Yeah. Right. The boxers.
Transferring together.
Boxers don't work at Disney.
They've
had to move on to maybe they're still boxing, but maybe they're like working
his old in boxing
job.
Because maybe he first really got into boxing post. Are we still saying he was in the service?
No.
He's just got that vibe.
Well, but he's drifted. The getting the job at Disney was an attempt by him to do something more palatable to his then wife. So he even though he's been doing boxing on the side, he's largely left it behind. So this is him going back to the old life and
pulling up the
old sparring partners.
Absolutely, and
so they're either this is like a huge chunk of the movie that takes forever, that is like again and again and again in all these different scenarios, which I'm not in favor of this. I think this could be good to go all these different people who now have new jobs and he has to solve little problems for all of them and stuff.
Yep.
Because none of them want to help.
Yeah.
They're all like, fuck Florida.
No, they're all on board, and then there's a training segment of the movie.
Right.
They do have to learn how to be on a spaceship.
Right.
Right?
Well, because either he gathers them all up one by one.
Yeah.
Or they're just sort of, they all show up, or they're all boxing in one place and he goes, gets them all. You know what I mean?
Like, maybe an older age bracket boxing tournament and he has to prove himself by winning the tournament, and then he has drinks with all his old friends afterwards and they're like,
I don't mind that.
We'll do whatever
they're
you
like,
say.
You can't even box anymore. How are you going to be able to punch an asteroid? He's like, I've still got it.
Yeah.
He has to win a boxing tournament.
Yes.
I love that an asteroid has gone through the middle of the earth, taken a state, and then life generally just resuming as we're still just holding boxing tournaments. Life goes on.
Imagine if there was a worldwide catastrophe and life just went on as normal, Tommy.
I mean, there was a week there where it was a little down, I guess, but sure.
I'm sure people have like extreme PTSD that's affecting them subconsciously, but they're going about their days as if nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he, the second act is him competing in a boxing tournament.
Yep.
Winning it.
Yep.
Beating up all these people and like...
beating them up.
It's just big fight scene after fight scene.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
We're getting a lot of action here.
Yeah.
And eventually he does it and all his crazy cast of characters, there's like, oh, whoa, hey, I'm the sassy guy. There's like, yeah, I'm the big guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's like, yeah, huh, whatever, I'm the woman. It's all that sort
I
of...
I did not read that as a woman before you said the word
difficult
woman.
To do with my voice post-Gilbert Gottfried impression.
Yeah, yeah.
There's identical twins.
Identical twins, yep.
Yeah, the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, Armie Hammer is back in the movie.
Yes.
And so on.
Sure.
Yep. Not huge development for any of these characters. No. They're all sort of side.
Can Steve Buscemi be one of the boxers?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Mm. He gets
great
boxing madness, though, halfway through the tournament and tries to say... anyway.
Yeah.
But and then we get the training montage.
Yeah, yes.
Yep.
So they all go over, fish out of water in the NASA training compound, right? Yep, they're all like, hey, what's all these the dials and switches doing?
It's the big
like,
guy's
you're just in the elevator, mate.
Yeah. The big guy's punching a vending machine to get Coke out of it.
Yeah.
One of them's got the like mission control headset on trying to order a pizza.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, this is great. Them fucking around in the control room and then you see a rocket that is up in space just blowing up because they're pushing the buttons trying to get on the internet, trying to watch Netflix or whatever.
Yeah,
and
perfect.
The evil nerds are like, God damn it, why are these people here? But the president's there and it's like, nah, this is the plan.
And then
the president comes in and he's wheeled in on an office chair. And we're filming from behind because he always has to be sitting down and visibly obscured.
Yep. But I think to the chagrin of the nerds, the boxers actually take to the training quite easily.
They're
after
picking it up.
The first little speed hump.
They've got to make all the buttons bigger so they can still hit them with the boxing gloves
on. True, yeah.
But other than that, they're getting it.
Yes.
They're able to fly a spaceship and it turns out all this nerd shit isn't so hard after all.
They need to make some special astronaut food for them because it's like, you know, like the powdered... spaghetti or whatever that you're having up there.
It's like a full roast chicken in
sort of
stuff.
We see it like go through the machine, come out as a little tablet something. Yeah. I reckon, as well as his Buzz Lightyear friend, his Gilbert Gottfried, he needs like a guy that's similar to him.
Right.
Like has maybe blonde hair but looks as a friend.
Okay.
And I think the friend is like the guy who is just as capable and sacrifices himself for the plan to go right. There's real loss.
I see.
You know? It's like he's losing a brother.
And the movie isn't taking an opinion on it.
No.
But that guy doesn't have kids, so is less valuable to the way that this film sees society.
Yeah. And the way he feels about Jack Hammer is also never addressed in any way.
Sure.
With any real depth.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so maybe during the fighting tournament, this guy's like the last guy.
Absolutely.
It's like the Ken to his Ryu.
Yes.
And
That's exactly what I was thinking.
They're throwing the exact same punches at the exact same time.
Yeah.
But then maybe to beat him, Chris Evans does some Pluto shit or something.
Yeah,
he does some stuff from post his boxing career, showing you that he's had growth since being a boxer.
Right. Now, please explain to me what Pluto shit would take the form of in a boxing tournament.
Either it's the Disney stuff or it's the being a dad stuff, so he either does something where he like puts a pacifier in the guy's mouth, or I don't know anything about parenting, or gets on all fours like Pluto and bites him on the nuts.
He sings a bit of Frozen. He sings a bit of Let It Be.
Let it go.
Sings a bit of Let It Go.
Again, someone else without kids.
This guy's never heard the song before because he doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
And he's mesmerized. He's like, that's beautiful. What an amazing song. And then
pops him on the kisser.
Yeah.
We don't talk about Bruno, I think, is the new...
okay.
Right.
Yeah. And then the guy's, he's like, well, I guess you learned a few things over in Disney World.
Yeah. He was like, what was that thing you were doing at the end there? He's like, that...
Let it go.
Frozen, let it go.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any. Throughout this whole movie, there's a ton of times where it looks like he's going to say a catchphrase or something cool. He's like, that was Let It Go from Frozen.
Yeah.
He just says the thing that's going on.
What took you so long?
Yeah, the other guy's like, what was that spell that you recited at me that just had me transfixed?
Right.
Oh, you obviously don't have kids.
So that's
the other guy who they're kind of doing it at the same pace and whatever while they're training.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Buzz Lightyear kid is like running long behind them, you know, in the silhouettes against the sunset while they're running.
He's sort of a short round figure, right?
Kind of, what's his fucking name? He's in Frozen. The guy who was in Book of Mormon.
Oh, Joshua Gad.
Josh Gad.
Yeah.
Is that's the type of guy we got for Buzz Lightyear.
Okay.
Yep.
Because we don't mind if he dies.
I think we try and get him to.
Yeah.
I had assumed we just CGI'd Gilbert Godfrey's head onto a small statured person.
We can also do that.
I don't mind that at all.
It's Josh Gad or what I said.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
It's much of a muchness, really.
And they're doing all their training and it's going well and shit. And then we get to the night before the mission.
Yep.
Oh.
And they're lying awake. They can't sleep.
They're all in one big bed like the grandparents in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, definitely.
One blanket over all of them, and they've all got their hands behind their heads like this, and they're all looking up at the stars.
Because they've got a skylight.
It's just outside.
Okay.
It's what I was thinking.
Okay.
But it could also be a skylight. It's NASA. They'd have retractable ceilings.
Oh, fuck yeah. They're sleeping in one of the big domes of the observatories.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're looking up at the stars, and they're like, God damn, what do you reckon's out there, huh? What do you reckon's waiting for us with this big rock?
Mm.
And they're all like, dunno.
Yeah.
Pretty scary, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard you can't even breathe out there.
That's
just a myth.
Yeah, this like scientific fact.
Yeah.
Like, would the asteroid be too far away from us now for us to be able to get? Not if we try.
We've got a damn fast American-made spaceship, boy.
Or maybe even they're all doing that and they're worrying about space and they're looking up going, oh, God, are we going to be able to get there? Can you breathe in space? Is this possible? Is there enough fuel?
And then you're going where I think you're going.
Devin Peters walks in and he's like, what are you looking up for? And they're like, oh, all of this. He's like, that's not the useful reason to look up. If you're going to look at the sky, it should be to pray.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
nice.
He leads a group prayer session saying, please let us find this rock and bring it back to Florida.
Yep.
A constellation in the shape of an old man with a big beard appears and shines bright and then fades away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, did you see that? Oh, I don't know. Was it the North Star? I'm not sure. That's
Jesus Christ. And he's looking down on all of us.
Okay, end of film. And then they found their faith. Yeah, they don't need it. You don't need a wife and a
this
kid.
This is a secret Christian blockbuster. Yeah.
The snivelly nerds are like, no, it wasn't. It was just the Gronkus gangly gangulation.
Yeah.
And they're like, shut up, nerd. Next morning.
Yep.
It's the time to do the thing. Sorry.
I think we need a boxer in the mix who is really just psyched to be up at Disney World.
Oh, and
that's the only reason he's on board. He's like,
he's looking forward to going to Disney.
Yeah, he's never
World.
Been able to afford to go before.
Yeah, right.
So he's like, he's just getting an all expenses paid. It's taking a bit longer than it would otherwise.
Yeah.
But he's just constantly talking about like, I can't wait to go on the, the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. We're doing this for more than that.
There's like a sporting championship where it's like
after
tradition.
The Super Bowl.
Is it the Super Bowl? Yeah. To yell, we're going to Disney World.
Yeah.
So one of them does that as they blast off. Yeah, great.
Cool. Next morning, I guess.
Yeah,
the president's there to salute them off.
They're filled with the spirit of,
slow motion walking. They're all punching the air. It's like a row of those like boxing pads along the way to the ship.
Yeah.
They're having breakfast and like the toast is like broken and the toast won't come out. And so one of them just like punches the toast and then the other one like grabs his hand. He's like, hey, save that for when we're up there.
Yeah.
Great.
They all end up sitting in the thing and like looking up and they're all like,
this is a big fucking spaceship as well, by the way. If we've got a team of boxers on
it.
And there's like 40 boxers. There's a ton of boxers for this.
40?
Yeah, there's a fucking heap of them.
What are we, moving house with all these boxers? Hey?
So it's like we've really only seen like, four or five of them in any great detail, but then all of a sudden in this scene where like the audience like, wait, how many of these
like
guys are going on?
35 boxes.
Or what about this? What if there are only just four or five and the someone comes on the radio, maybe the sniveling nerd going, there's only four or five of you, so you have to be careful. Only five? That's 10 fists, Doc.
Oh.
Yeah. They take it. Yeah. Oh, we're not ready to launch.
Well, maybe
let's
it's
go.
Like,
psh, yeah. Why? What are you doing?
Woof! Leaves 36 of them behind.
Yeah,
burns
yeah, yeah.
them up in the, in the jet. Ah!
Their faces are melting. Yeah. They've still got boxing gloves on and yeah. they're melting into their faces.
As they fly up to the asteroid, we see like a little montage of the funerals of all the boxers. The families crying. Yeah.
Coffins with gloves on top of them.
They're like, Jack, what about all those other boxers you just killed? He's like, hey, I don't punch with my brain.
Collateral damage. And they're flying up and they're giving all those boxes like a 21 bell salute. Ding, ding. A whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
Lowering them into like a square mat shape. Anyway, and they
the
fly
ring
up.
Girls have RIP on the big cards.
Yeah.
And they're wearing like black formal but bikinis.
Yeah.
Boxes, all no shirts.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're called, just shorts.
Yep.
And they take off. And the main cast, whoever they are, we haven't really introduced those side characters, but
yeah, we've got Ken, I guess,
right?
Iago.
We've got
Iago. The identical twins.
The twins and Buscemi.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just sort of a cast like that. Yeah. You get the idea of the side characters.
Probably not enough big boxes, to be honest.
Whoever said that it wasn't a many people had a point.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
10 fists.
Yeah.
But I guess this is when Iago character
mm-hmm.
sneaks up in his Buzz Lightyear costume.
Oh, sure. Right,
and
right,
they're
right,
like,
yeah.
what are you doing on here? He's like, hey, I've got to do me. I've got to live my dream. And
yep.
they get it. He's like, damn, actually, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And this is my one chance to be Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. We're going to space. What space without Buzz? And they're like, oh, safer. You're going to fuck us up, man. This is crazy. You didn't do the training well. We didn't want you to come with us. He's like, yeah. Anyway, they fly up. And you can see the asteroid straight away when they pass the atmosphere.
You see the speedo, and they're like, "Oh, we're going like 250 miles per hour," and they're like, and they're zooming towards it.
Right, their skin is kind of gone backwards and all of that stuff. And I guess they just get to the rock.
Yeah,
they get to the asteroid. They see Florida on it, and they're like, "Here it is. Time to enact our plan." And then they realize. What was the plan?
Punching the asteroid in some capacity.
They got to get up there, and I guess if they punch it enough on one side, it'll spin it around to send it back here.
Yeah, I guess so.
I suppose that was the plan.
Yeah.
Or they punch it to stop or something like that.
So they're all, so are they...
They've got it, they punch it, they're going to land on Florida.
They're landing on it.
And they're just going to punch down, right? To punch it back
Yeah,
down.
To change the momentum.
Earlier on than we've covered, but back when the president was seeing the news thing, the news also says, an asteroid has punched a hole through the Earth, something like that. But it is bullshit. This is a bad movie.
Yeah, of course,
But they're up there to punch it. And they see the thing, the Florida on top of it.
Yep.
And they come around the corner and they see the roller coaster and they see Florida Disney and they're coming around. And then on the front of the asteroid, they see a big angry face.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to say, when are we set? When, this is when we're getting into a being sent.
What are you guys doing?
What took you so long?
I was thinking maybe if you land, they punch the asteroid and you just hear, ow!
That's not bad either. Yeah. I don't mind that.
But I do like another, what took you so long?
Yeah, okay.
A little callback,
So then the asteroid has like a face and is like, they're like, wait a minute, you can talk? The asteroid's like, yeah. like, what are you doing? Bring our people back. And the asteroid's like, you first.
Yes.
You threw the first punch.
Yes.
And Chris Evans is like, now I'm getting it.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you fucking mean? My babies. My children,
give
them back. And the snivelly scientist is on here and they're like, what is he talking about? What's she talking about, this asteroid?
No,
I didn't think anyone would find out, but I've got all the rocks and shit.
Gilbert's a bit like, hey, why didn't you talk before? Why didn't you speak up? We could have settled this but with just diplomacy. And the asteroid's like, well, I prefer to hit first. And Jack's like... We're fucking peas in a pod, eh?
Yeah.
We took your kids, you punch us. That's correct.
That's fine.
Yep.
So they all, I guess, have to turn on the scientist to try and get the baby rocks back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I guess they just have to, like, call down to Earth, right? Do a little video call and be like, hey, President, these little fucking snivelly little scientists, they've got they got something the asteroid might actually want back.
Yeah.
And so they, like, shoot them back up into space.
I guess they all turn around, including the asteroid.
Oh, yeah.
Come back towards Earth.
Yeah.
The thing lands and they're like, you did it. The nerd maybe doesn't know yet even that this has happened. Oh, they've all decided that up on space.
They've talked it out up in space.
I think Jack Hammer, he has to quickly get back down to Earth.
Yeah.
He's got to do some punching though.
He's got to punch this nerd.
Or he gets the little baby rocks and he punches them back up into space.
Yes.
From Earth. That's how he launches them back up into the atmosphere.
No, I reckon that the asteroid cannot control its own momentum, right? It wants to help.
Okay.
But it's like, well, I'm drifting away.
Maybe.
And so to save the day, he does have to do the biggest punch he's ever punched.
Yeah.
And he punches the asteroid and it reverses the momentum.
Maybe that's the very, like, yeah, that happens. And then what I said about, like, we see that at the end.
I think that's
right. Yeah. He's like, hey, you haven't, after he's like beating the nerds, he's like, hey, yes. He's like winks up into the sky. He's like, there you go.
Yes.
He should punch. So, okay, how about this?
It's tough, though, because we've got to get Florida back.
Here's this. We get up to the asteroid, and all the boxes are punching the asteroid for a while.
Yeah.
And bits of the rocks are flying off, and they're having to punch them before they hit them in the face and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Bit of an action scene. Then the asteroid's like, rawr! They have the discussion with the asteroid. You've got
they reason with it, yeah.
My kid's back at home. Mm-hmm. What am I meant to do about that? And he's like, okay, that's actually fair enough. We'll get you back to Earth. And what happens is they've built the roller coaster into a rocket to try and leave the asteroid.
Yeah.
But what they do is point it back at the asteroid. Chris Evans gets on the roller coaster, flies up, and the momentum from the roller coaster plus his punch is enough to push the asteroid back to Earth.
Cool.
They jump back on the rocket, head back down towards Earth as the asteroid is coming. And everyone on Earth is like, oh no, the asteroid's
coming
on its
back
way
for
back.
A second go. Yeah.
And the nerd's like, nah. But the boxes all land. Back at NASA, the snivelly nerd's like, you failed. You brought the asteroid back to us. This is worse than ever. Whack. Chris Evans punches the nerd.
Yeah.
His teeth go flying out.
It's really brutal. Very violent.
His glasses have smashed worse than ever before.
Broken jaws. Tongue's like hanging out of his mouth.
Oh, his intestines start flying out of his throat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really
his
took
eyes
a punch.
Pop. Like,
And everyone's like, what the hell?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right?
And there's he's like, what is going on? But then the asteroid shows sort of back up.
Yep.
Launches Florida back into place.
Sure.
Slots in perfectly.
Yep.
The president's like, tell me what's happening. And he's like, don't worry, we figured it out. The ex-wife and the daughter come over. They're there somehow.
Yep.
They come over and they're like, you saved us. You put Florida back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess your punching days are over. And he's like, not quite. That's when he punches the rocks back up.
Okay.
Yes.
Those are his final punches to punch the rocks back up to the asteroid. Yeah.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
A thread that I don't think we've resolved yet, his Ken sort of figure. Wasn't he meant to die tragically in the mix at some point?
He dies in the initial assault on the asteroid, I reckon. He just dies somehow.
Yeah. Or
he gets hit by a big rock.
He has heart failure when he gets back.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. He shoots himself. He's got...
He gets the bends.
So when they get there, when they're finding the asteroid and it seems like the asteroid's the villain, Buzz Lightyear gets knocked into space. Ken goes out there to help Buzz Lightyear and swap places with him somehow.
But then he just flies out into space and suffocates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, we see it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. His head explodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And like, okay, we punch the asteroid. The asteroid flies back off.
Yeah.
It's got its babies back.
Someone's like, what about Berlin?
Yeah. Didn't that get smashed?
Anyway.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You got to smash some cabbages to make some sauerkraut. Yeah. They'll understand that.
Yeah.
He's back with the ex-wife. He's back with the daughter. And they look up. And like the stars made the thing before, the stars make the face of the friend who died, who didn't really develop much. And kind of died for no reason.
Yeah.
But he's up there and he's like, huh.
And then it fades away and then God comes back. And they're like,
God comes back. And Chris Evans says, what took you so long?
Oh.
Fade out.
Yep.
Before the director or any cast come up. God bless the troops.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Does that ending sequence
political movie?
That ending sequence makes sense
to
us?
Yes, it does. Absolutely, it does. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it. That is a truly awful popcorn movie.
Everyone would love a bit of
escape, you know, when it's like whether you believe that an asteroid is about to wipe out the planet or not. you could go and switch off and have a good time with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Either you wouldn't feel like you're lectured to, or you also, wouldn't feel like it's ignoring what's going on.
Right. Right.
You'd feel like, yeah, this is just completely disposable
maybe
entertainment.
Maybe even one little extra tag at the end.
For a like post-credit sequence.
After, yeah, like he's back at work.
Yeah.
And
at where? At Disney?
At Disneyland. At Disney.
California Disney. California,
did he make it to California? Did he? Or does the wife, I think this all
he's in California,
to
but the wife and child go there.
They
with
came
him.
To California?
Yeah. Okay. Sure, maybe yeah. that, yeah. And yeah. he's at Disney.
Because you see him walking down Sunset Boulevard and you're like, oh, still split apart. And then he comes out of a shop and they're waiting outside or something.
Right, right, right.
And there's sort of some problem. Something's going on. It's like, hey, there's a fight in the park or, I don't know, some fucking nerd shit's happened and there's an explosion.
There's a fight in the park.
In the as in...
We all know in our own cities. Oh, right,
not
right.
in a nearby park. But
you're just walking down the street and someone's like, there's a fight going on in the park.
Hey, bum fights.
Or maybe there's like another asteroid heading towards Earth or there's something
that
the nerds
yeah.
have done. And he's just gotten to work. He's like, time to punch in.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then we get Total of Devastation
yes.
coming next summer.
Yeah. Tootle Devastation.
Tootle Devastation. Tootle Devastation yeah. is the worst name I've ever heard. And that is absolutely the name of it.
That's the one. Yeah. That is it.
Fuck, I'm looking forward to doing Tootle Devastation at some point.
Tootle Devastation. Yeah. That sounds like it worked.
Let's think about what the final threat is. Is it just another asteroid? Two asteroids. That's the easiest solution, right?
Sure. Yeah, maybe. But I feel like the asteroid's their friend now, or like
yeah,
they made it
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
so I
yeah.
think the scientists have to be the threat in some way, or
yeah.
like,
oh, maybe there's a man-made asteroid.
Yeah,
it's going to go rogue.
A yeah. robot asteroid.
Yeah, a robot yeah. something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Space junk.
Like Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah.
Mecha yep. asteroid.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the scientists have made a robot asteroid that was Plan B to destroy the asteroid.
And it's
but it's turned on Earth.
Yeah, perfect.
Time to punch in.
Yeah. Tootle Devastation.
Tootle Devastation.
Jack Hammer will return in yeah. Tootle Devastation.
Oh, I love this.
Cool. We've got a wow. movie there.
We've got a sure great, do. Great popcorn blockbuster there.
The critics are raving about Tootle Devastation, the film that has its cake and eats it too.
It was obviously a metaphor for what would happen if an asteroid hit the Earth. Zero stars.
Run! Don't walk to check out the apolitical hit of the summer.
If I wanted to be talked down to about asteroids hitting the Earth politics, I'd talk to my leftist son, which I refuse to do. Thumbs down.
If you see just one movie that promises not to offend anyone at all, make it the one that has set tongues wagging around the world.
Yeah, I understood what the movie was about, which made me angry at the movie. Unscored.
Devin Peters is Jack Hammer in Tootle Devastation. Not coming to theatres soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.